The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross. Sometime today, the defense in the sex abuse case against former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky will rest. The big question, will Sandusky himself testify? What his wife said on the stand after this from David Harris of AJC. The defense in the Sandusky case called 21 witnesses Tuesday. Neighbors, members of his church, young men who were helped by his Second Mile charity. None of them had ever heard anything resembling the sex charges from Sandusky's 8 accusers. And then his wife, Dottie, took the stand. CBS's Armin Katayan was there.
Defense attorney Joe Amendola repeated the same question. Did you ever see any inappropriate conduct? Each and every time, Dottie Sandusky simply answered, no.
She acknowledged most of the young men had spent the night at their home. They would sleep in the basement, and her husband would go down there and tell them good night. But that's all. And she laughed when she was asked if the basement was soundproof. No, she said.
Did you ever hear a young man yell for help? Asked Amendola, referring to one alleged victim's story of abuse. No, she answered.
But the prosecuting attorney also had his moment, displaying pictures of all 8 accusers and telling Mrs. Sandusky to take a good look at them.
He then asked what reason would any of those people lie about anything. Taking a long pause, Dottie Sandusky said, I don't know what it would be.
Which leaves Jerry Sandusky himself. Will defense attorney Joe Amendola call him, despite those cringe-inducing interviews he's given?
And I didn't go around seeking out every young person for sexual needs that I've helped. There are many that I'd hardly had any contact with.
All Amendola would tell reporters was, it's like a soap opera. You have to tune in and see. When asked, which soap opera?
Actually, it could be all my children, all our children.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.